And I invite forward the children, youth, that would like to be a part of the children's message. Please come on down. Good morning, everybody. Good to see you guys. All right, we got some special visitors. Come on down. Good to have you guys here. All right, thanks for being here today. So are your ears burning? Do you know what that means when your ears are burning? Does anyone know what that phrase means? That means that somebody's been talking about you. So I want to let you know, our children and youth, that during our adult Sunday school Bible study today, we talked about you. Ooh, it was all good. We love having you here at our church. We love your cries. We love your faces. We love having you here at our church. We love you guys. So I want you to know that right off the bat, okay? That wasn't about my message. I just want you to know your ears may be burning a little bit today, but we love you, okay? Well, this morning I brought in some crosses that I wanted to share with you, because today we're going to hear, I'm going to read it in just a second, Jesus talks about a cross. So here is a cross. Do you know what this is? Does anyone know what that does? Yeah, Mr. Glather. This holds books. Yeah, you put your books right here, but there's a cross right there, okay? How about, here's another cross. What is the cross? What would you use this for? Very good. It's a necklace. Do you think a guy would wear that or a girl? What do you think? Any thoughts? Jackson, both? Okay. Yeah, probably both. Yeah, it's kind of manly. But how about this one? There's a cross on this one right here. Do you see it? You see the cross? See it? Yeah. Yep. Do you recognize that kind of clip? Yeah. All right, that's Mama's cross. She wears it. Mama didn't know that I took it from home, so. Yeah. So, don't you see a lot of crosses? We see them all over the place. Maybe when you drive down this street right here at night, have you ever seen the big cross at our church all lit up? It's really beautiful. Maybe you've seen a cross. Have you ever seen someone who's got a cross tattoo? Ever seen that before? No? Anyone? No? All right. Oh, Jackson has. All right. What does it mean when you see a cross? What do you think it means that someone's got that symbol? Does anyone know? What do you think when you see the cross? Someone has, or you see it?
What's that?
Jesus died. Very good. He sacrificed himself. Very good. So I want you to remember that today. There was a time when Jesus was with his disciples, and he asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" And some of those disciples said, you're just a prophet. And then Jesus said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" And one of the disciples, named Peter, said, "You are the Messiah." And Jesus said the Messiah has to die, and Jesus said that the Messiah would have to die on a cross. Peter, that disciple who asked that question, then said, "No, no, you should never die on a cross." And then Jesus said, "Yes, if a person were to live, they must take up the cross and follow me. If a person loses their life for my name's sake, they will find it and have eternal life." So I want you to think about that. When you see a cross, it doesn't just mean that it's pretty and that it's for jewelry or that it's just something that's nice that lights up the sky, but it tells us that Jesus loves us, sacrificed his life for us, and also that we can sacrifice our lives as we follow Jesus. Okay? Thanks for coming up this morning. Remember the meaning of the cross. All right.